Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Live Yahuwah's Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Top Pod is Saturday. This is the day that Almighty has made, the Top Pod is Saturday, and we live at Camp 1, and we got the message that Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is all in order. So the gates is open up at a outlet. Remember one thing, C-Ray, this is the day the Almighty made for the children of Israel. The children of Israel. So if you're a child of Israel, then one thing, C-Ray. Yahuwah the Son went 70 miles to make sure he was counted in that number. What about you? All right, we're gonna stroll down the international side and see what's going on and see who all join us in the top part of Saturday. I'm going to look on the international side and see who's in the room. Who in the room on the international side? All the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries. That's a great thing, Steve Ray. All right, what's flashing? What's flashing on the international side? What's flashing? 112347. 112347. Flashing. 112347. So I'm going to leave it just like that and find our elder and bring him in, and he'll tell you all about the 112347, 195 international countries. We live and we here in Detroit, fan out of Camp 4. I got something. Okay, good. You got something, we want to hear what you got. That's what it's all about. We love to hear progress out of the six anointed camps when they say, I got something. And that's a great thing. I got something. See, that's the sign we're waiting to hear. I got something. All right, let's see if we can find our elder and bring him in. And we might get pretty much used to this old big old string board that's in here. Like a studio or something. It's doggone good. One thing about it, we heard all over the known world, and this studio sound, I don't know, do I have a studio sound or something, because I'm definitely looking at a studio. So that's what it's all about there. So we're going to bring our L in, bring him in, and if everything sounds good on his end, he'll give me a thumbs up, and he'll tell you who bring his broadcast and all that good stuff. So when you meet the elder out of the six anointed camps for Voices of a True Israelite. So when you meet him, with a loud voice you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah beat you there, C. Roy.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. as well, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, I'm sitting around here like I'm looking at a studio or something, Elder. So, you know, that's one thing about it. See, I'm sitting out, I'm looking at a studio while we are trying to bring our part of the message in the thing, because that's a sign of progress, looking at a studio. And I feel pretty good anytime I'm able to come before this national audience and do my part and just say it's Yahuwah. So we believe it like that, Elder, and whatever this national audience needs to hear, you take your time and while talk. Playing a few buttons in this stereo that I'm working with come out.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel. Thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And look like we have another good turnout of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. If I'm not mistaken, that's 112,347 listeners, which let me know somebody want to hear something. Well, what we should start out saying is that how everybody begins to hear something is with an understanding. You know, because we look at what it tells us in the book of 2nd Esther to start out, chapter 7, verses 7 and verse 8. Let's expound on that for a little bit. Verse 7, the entrance thereof is narrow, and is set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left hand deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that there could only but one man go there at once. Well, that could be for your physical self as far as righteousness, and also as far as your learning. Because the learning curve is a narrow one, and there's only one way to go, and that's forward with learning. You veer left, you gain no understanding. You veer right, you gain the wrong understanding, just like the false apostles and teachers and people out there that we talk about most of the time, remembering that road is very narrow for righteous learning. Also, a teacher can't learn from his students. You hear me say that quite often, which is a very true statement. Although you have students trying to teach the teacher almost in every aspect, I got you now. But the teacher, having experience and knowledge, he comes back and lets the student know, what you got from me is more homework to do because you have stepped in boundaries which you cannot succeed. Now, also, if a student can possibly pick up these teachings from a good teacher, he'll possibly learn to teach one day themselves, which shows well in all the six camps that teach the word of Yahuwah, learning not to veer away from the path of Yahuwah, staying on that narrow path for righteousness. Because we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening can never understand. Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We can't have seen things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. Even with the book in hand, we ask them, okay, turn to the book of Genesis. Can't even find Genesis until we tell them where to look. This is where also proper teaching comes into place. We have to be aware by knowing the Bible scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings. And there's a lot of people out there with confused teachings. Most of the time coming to me, telling me about all kind of things which we won't mention right now. Overly loud bump the gums contest to try to make what they talk about right by talking too loud about it, even trying to turn the Bible scriptures around like Satan does, as verbal weapons against what you know. An example. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Tibbs. Okay, go right ahead. What do you think about so-and-so? Well, they asked you a question already knowing what the answer is, just to see if you really know. For if you get confused or tripped up, I got you now. So that makes you wrong and that Bible that you read wrong also. But not so. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and other things that lead people astray. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast and coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, which we continue to emphasize. Connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We get all this stuff from the Bible, and we bring it to you because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and now you found out what you have sought for in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on regular days, from Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, which is today. The temple class this time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. Also, we may announce a time change later during the week for the varying of the season for the Sabbath day also, because we try to stay in touch with the sun down to sundown. So that will be announced later. But anyway, the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Our temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com, which I often minister to most people how to get into the standard broadcast. That's www.tribeyhdh.com. Well, when you click enter, you will see a big iron. And after you see that, under that iron, you'll see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the Book of Psalms. That would be chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 9, verse 8 says, will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet ye have robbed me. But wherein you say, where have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. 9. Ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. That's why I always say to remember that Yahuwah loves that you'll forgive her. And donations to this ministry is also greatly appreciated that you give, according to the Bible scriptures we mention in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. And also in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, and radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail with scripture, what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. For our live program, you will find this is a feature only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words on your search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few phone numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first will be our live conference room number. This will be 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30. During normal days, it will be repeated after 10:15. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can actually pick out any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk, where our sound is crystal clear. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if you find that brush talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pell Talk. Yahweh be with you all. Remember what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints." We have to keep these scriptures in mind, because this is what helps us walk that narrow road, as I mentioned earlier. But when you're trying to win the bump the gums contest, what happens? You miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember we're rehearsing the righteous act, as it says in the Bible, to learn the words of Yahweh, like it says in John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So you find people trying to talk to you and tell you what you're going to say before you even say it, and you're trying to remind them about the righteous act that you're supposed to rehearsing, you have to probably mention to them about what it says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13. "He or she that answers the matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her." Sometimes they have to be reminded of that scripture. How are you going to tell someone what they actually are going to say before they say it? Well, today is another day for the good word of Yahweh. And nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahweh's word. That's a good thing. You'll find that we have some that commend it, add unto it, only following by others casting the same word we listen to behind their backs. They want to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener. Oh, don't forget the page flippers, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're asked to speak. They're clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And this is something to think about seriously. Time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We have to remember we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Wally created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done more than 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, and that would be past Yahweh's creation. Now that's impossible. I even find myself laying out things I think I can do 100%. I might get 80, maybe close to it. I'll say that's good. I'll put it off to another day. But that, you have to remember, who said something about the impossible? Don't forget what Yahweh the Son said about the impossible. We look in the book of Matthew's, what it says in 19, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but Yahweh all things are possible." So when you think that you know and don't know, don't be like the man in the chariot, where you find that Philip had to give him a helping hand in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 30 to 32. 30 says, "And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read from the prophet seer Elijah, and said unto him, Understand thou what thou readest? 31, and he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And then he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. 32, the place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth." So this is one of the better things to do when you're learning from someone. Don't have big mouth. Have big ears, little mouth. So keep your Bibles open. We'll pass our program back to our seer Israel. We're going to get busy now where he can sort of watch this panorama vision that he has that he's playing with right now. pushing buttons all over everywhere. So I'm going to sit back and watch the show and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
I'm going to sit back and watch the show myself, no doubt about it. I'm gonna sit back and watch the show. Yahuwah be with you all. Live broadcast. You know, and top part of Saturday was all about. It's a great thing. Yahuwah be with everybody. And we're going to stroll down to Detroit, Michigan, because she said, she's saying, I got something. Okay, that's a great thing. We love to hear about it. That means you're paying attention. And I love to hear any kind of report of the 6th morning camp saying, I got something. You got something, huh? Let's find out what Detroit got going on for itself. And excellent tips. Remember, all the broadcasts, we live and all the camps is ready to go. And we're going to swing down and look for Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. That group is already, you know, they're cheering on saying that Princess got something. So Princess got something. We're going to find out what Princess. The world don't hear what Princess got to say. So when you meet your sister come out of Detroit, Michigan, or Princess, our only Israel, C. Royer, Detroit, Michigan, Yahuwah be to that C. Royer.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer of Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Seer Israel of O.F. Israel. Excellent. Now, Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. Now, I see you flashing. You got something. So, is it something, do anything you want to bring to this national audience while Detroit listening and the world is listening? You got something to bring to the table on top of the Saturday of Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. Come on.
I got something. There was a comment made that the name of Yahuwah didn't exist outside the Bible. So I have some information on the fact that his name is mentioned outside of the Bible. And there's many, many artifacts and much archaeological data that says differently. So I want to start out by reading three scriptures. So one scripture is in Psalms 148:14. And it reads, Psalms 148:14. He also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye Yahuwah. The second scripture is Psalms 148, verse 5 and 6. Let them praise the name of Yahuwah, for he commanded, and they were created. Verse 6, he has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Psalms 150, verse 6, let everything that has breath praise Yahuwah. Praise ye, Yahuwah. Okay. I wanted to bring up this information. Can you hear me, Seer of Israel, Seer Royal?
Yeah, well, the world needs to put a little more bass in your voice, and get in that microphone and represent Detroit in grand style. We do hear you in grand style. Just remember one thing the world listening to. So step in that microphone and say it loud.
All right.
And proud.
One of the oldest places where the four-letter YHWH name of the creator is in the Soleb Temple in Nubia, modern Sudan. Soleb Temple was built by Ohamtep III, and that's Soleb Temple. So, the pillars in the Soleb Temple, built by Amenhotep III, had his enemies on it. And that's just something that he happened to do. So one of the pillars in the temple had written on it, the land of the Jasu, which means nomad, of Yahweh. So the four-letter name is on one of the pillars in that temple. And the figure that was associated with this saying was of the Semitic appearance. This is the oldest reference to the name of YHWH, Yahweh, outside of the Bible. And it's significant because it shows that the people of Yahweh worship Yahweh and use that name. So this is something that is significant. And that temple was studied by many people, and there was a consensus that this was the translation of that inscription among the scholars. And a lot of times when you discover something, there is, you know, controversy over what it was would be translated as. But among all the scholars, it's no controversy. So that's another significant thing. So that's what I wanted to bring to you. And also, the inscription is on many other artifacts. So this will show that his name did exist out of the Bible. It is in the Lakish letters. YHWH is mentioned in there. And there's like 265 letters. They were actually on little clay tablets. So that's kind of hard to dispute the fact that his name was mentioned outside of the Bible. It also was on the Aramana West objects. It's on Hezekiah's seal, and it's on the Moabite stone. And it's on the Krebet Lay seal, Krebet Lei seal. So That's what I wanted to bring to
yeah.
audience. It's on Pariah's paper. His name is on that. It's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So it's many places. So
all right.
Turn it back
well,
on to the seer.
All right. Yes. So give me a close behind that. That's excellent that you brought out that you found the name out around about the 1400s when the children of Israel came coming up out of Egypt. The name was written, the four letters by HW, and we did read in the article, the document back said they did not put the A and E in there until 1849. That's when they
600 A.D. 600 A.D.
Well,
that's
when
they
brought
the vowels in it.
Yes, ma'am. That's when they brought the vowel points in about 600 A.D. The vowel points. But when they started dealing with that Yahweh, it was 1869. That is the record of bringing in the Yahweh. But they brought the vowel points in the 6th century. That's Exodus or Detroit. So get a mass in order to close the thing behind that. What you got to say on behind that closing thing now? Come on.
Stay in the Word. Research the Word when there's some kind of controversy that comes up. Hallelujah, Kwa. Hallelujah, Kwa.
Hallelujah, Kwa. All right. That's right. Stay in the Word. Because if any controversy come up, the game plan is, and the real deal is to be able to lose the bump the gong contest and go in the Word and see if it's so anyway. All right, that's excellent. We're going to go see the finals of Israel. We're going to get about 3-4 little hits in, and we're going to turn it over to the elder teacher, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm going to sit back and ride shotgun because, like I said again, this thing is all about one body, one understanding. And what I love to hear when a statement is made, I got something pertaining to what we're working with. And that's what it's all about. Not I got a criticism about it. No, it's to bring out information. We come to bring information for our people to understand one thing. We got a long way to go, but it starts by being one body, one mind. Excellent. We're going to look for Sister G. Israel. We'll bring her in. And when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, with a loud voice, you say, Sister G. Israel. I'll meet you there, Sister Grace.
God bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Kwa.
Hallelujah, Kwa. That's Sister G. Israel. Well, top part of 7 days, no days, the Almighty have made. So, we'll see if we get us about five scriptures in ourselves. And we're going to pass it on. So, how about starting off with a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Sister G. Israel, what's that saying now?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, that's the point. Now, I heard a point out of the elder. He made a statement based upon the church and Detroit made a statement based upon the name. So what we're going to do, we can see if we piggyback off on a little bit of that. See, that's one thing about it. You listen to everything that's said. I'm a great note taker. When I'm not talking, you bet one thing, I got a pen closed by and I love to write down some things. No doubt about it. So let's see if we piggyback on what we heard coming out the elder based upon, and let's start off in Genesis chapter 19. Well, not Genesis 19. Let's run to the 19th chapter. And we'll look at 1 through 8 in Exodus. Chapter 5 to 7. I think we piggyback off on a little we heard Exodus chapter 19, 1 through 8. Let's see what this means. Bell, G Israel, you on the clock. The world listening. Come on.
Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, polluted from Mizraim, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. Chill. For they were departed.
Hold up for a minute. We're going to break in all through this right here. We're going to break in as it unfolds. Hold that point right there. So you said, the children of Israel, it came out of what in that last line, Sister G. Israel? Where did it come from?
Came into land. It came into the wilderness of Sinai.
Good. Right there. Right there. So the children of Israel came. The children of Israel is the one that came to the wilderness of Sinai. Now, let's find out something about that Mother Zeke. Give me a verse behind that. They came to the wilderness in the 17th chapter, verse 1 of Exodus. What that say? 17, verse 1 of Exodus. Children of Israel came into the wilderness. I want to get a second witness on that.
Mm-hmm. Verse 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel joined from the wilderness of Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
After they journey according to the Torah instruction of the Yahweh and pitch and remedy.
That's all I want with verse 1. So the part, the bottom line is, so the one that's coming out of the wilderness is the children of Israel. That's the point we're making. So in 19 verse 1, we find out the one that's coming out of the wilderness is the children of Israel. Sister G. Israel, now just read the way you see it in Acts chapter 17. We just come up with two witnesses showing that the children of Israel is the one that came out of the wilderness, right? So now let's find out something. Let's find out what happened as time unfolded itself that we can read in Acts chapter 7. Verse 35 down to verse 38. Just read the way you see it because I'm going to get a point out of this. Children of Israel came out of the wilderness. Let's look at verse 22. Just get warmed up. Acts 7, 22. What is that, G. Israel?
Acts chapter 7, verse 22. And Moses was learned in all of the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds.
Mm-hmm. This is coming out of Egypt. And what happened in verse 23? And what happened next?
23. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his mind to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
So Moses' brothers is the children of Israel. Now let's find out what happened in 35 and just kind of bring it out exactly what it is for education purpose. 35 down to verse 38. Let's see what happened. So Moses, he went to visit his brothers, the children of Israel. So now he's looking at them eyeball to eyeball. Let's see what they say in verse 35.
35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? The same did Yahweh send to be ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush.
So Israel always going to have a problem with leadership. They had a problem with leadership then, and they have got a problem with leadership today. Who made you a ruler? But Yahweh said the same is the one, you know, I got to pull the rabbit out. Help me out there, Mother Eve. I got to pull the rabbit out of here. The Spirit of Yahweh would take any lesson, take it where you want to take it. And the book of Samuel, he said, who made you a ruler? And but you got one thing we fail to recognize the hand of the Almighty Yahweh. This is what we make our error in. Let's see what it says there, Mother Eve. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 16. We're looking at 1 Samuel chapter 16, and let's take a look at something when Yahweh is on the clock. What did Yahweh say in verse number 6? Let's read a little bit and see what's going on here. 1 Samuel 18, verse 6. Mother Eve, live at camp 1, 16, verse 6. 16, verse 6. What it says in 1 Samuel 16, verse number 6. Let's read down a little bit. We'll find out something.
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6.
Yes.
They come to bed, that they will come, that he looked on.
Oh.
Eliab.
Good.
And said, surely, Yahweh is done, and none
yeah, so this is a carnal mind saying, this is just as the father saying, you know, this is my boy over here, this is my boy, this is my big boy over here. Tall is stature, tall shoulder. This is the one you're going to tap inside his old big old head if you can reach up there and get it. That's how he was up in there. Well, that's in verse 7.
But
Yahweh said to Samuel,
look not on his
don't look up on his countenance. Don't look on his statue. Don't look up on him because you guys go, he's up and away in statue. Don't do that, Seer.
On the height of your statue.
Right.
Because I have refused him.
Y'all watch out what?
Refused him.
Y'all watch out. I refuse him. Go ahead.
But y'all see it.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't see as man see his thing. Go ahead.
But man looks on the
opposite. See, that's what man do. See, man look like that his thing going to continue forever. Yeah. See, man look at, oh, man, look at these big dignitary all in power all over the place.
Yeah.
What can we do? But see, that's the kind of mind that sees things that kind of way. Go ahead and read.
Man
is going to
be out of
here. Oh, that what man do?
Yeah.
You mean man and woman make,
yeah.
Mean the man and woman
right.
Make their judgment but pertain to what again?
Out of here.
Ain't that something? You mean that what they could be doing?
Yeah.
Oh, but Micaiah, what do Yahweh say behind that in St. John 7:24 then?
Right.
What do he say about if you do that? What he got written if you do such a thing like that in 7:24?
St. John, chapter 7, verse 24.
What do you read?
And when the messenger of God was departed.
Know what you read? 7:24. St. John, 7:24. What you read?
Book of St. John.
What? What you read in that book of Micaiah Israel?
Book of St. John, chapter 7.
Verse 6.
Verse 24.
What it read?
24 read.
What it read?
Judge not. According to the appearance.
Don't judge. Don't make no calling because you see a Coca-Cola bottle. You remember the one of the brothers here 15 years ago came and one of the sisters said back in the day, yeah, you know, y'all kind of judge him because he got that Coca-Cola and a white boy stomach. He said, yeah, but I ain't got it now. You see what I'm saying? See, appearance is going to go away. So let me keep telling these brothers and sisters, when you get in a relationship, make sure you're in a covenant relationship. Because all that zeal is going to one day ain't going to be there. Coca-Cola figures and, all that's going to go away. Like the brother said, last week. He said, yeah, I know. She, I had my tank top on. And that tank top I had on, he got me looking like a washboard. I said, yeah, how long did that go? Well, that's about 15 years ago. What it looking like now? He said, I'm all over the place now, ain't I? You see? So what Yahweh is telling you in advance, stop making your calling based upon appearance. Why don't you make a calling according to what Yahweh tell you make a calling?
That's right.
He says, don't make a calling. What kind of way for Micaiah?
Don't make a calling. 24.
What it say?
John chapter 7.
What it say?
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
Judge not.
Judge not.
According to the appearance.
Yeah.
But judge righteous judge.
Righteous judge. See, that's what Yahweh is telling us to do. See, if we just make a decision, just like one of the elders told me last night, and they did the bad witness, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Well, really, you don't know. You got to get where you didn't know is at. You got to get where the no is at. Then you won't be in that position saying, I don't know, because he make it plain to tell you, Ephesians 13, verse 7, he make it plain how you take care of the I don't know, Deuteronomy 13, verse 7. This is how you take care of the I don't know. It's written what you got to do. 32, verse 7, what does it say? Yeah, what it say?
Remember the days of old.
Remember the days of old.
Consider the years of many generations.
Many generations.
Ask your father.
You ask your father.
And he will show you.
And he's going to show you.
Your elders.
And what they going to do?
And they will tell you.
Ain't that tough? The elder's job is to do what? So what you mean you don't know? What ministry are you in you don't know? Come to the ministry and you get to know to help yourself and anybody come in contact with you. That's how you know. Now, who was reading that about you, Marie? You was reading that 16th chapter and then a little bit more out of that. Now, I got enough out of that. So he don't just base on the output part now. I want to get down to what Yahweh said. Now see, here goes. Now watch what Yahweh said. Get down to verse 10. 16:10. Yeah, 16:10. What does it say? Yeah, 1 Samuel 16:10. So you got to wait until you understand Yahweh got to step in and tell you what's going on, and that's the lesson. Now let's come on back, oh, Sister G. Israel. So now we back to Acts chapter 7. So now we heading somewhere in Acts chapter 7, particularly verse 35 down to verse 38. So understand one thing. Yahuwah, don't worry about your peers. And we keep telling you, fix an on the cow, make sure you, when the couples come to you, understand Yahuwah got order, not appearance, order, not the statue or how much money you make, order. If you're going to do Bible order, if you're going to do Bible order, you ain't got nothing coming. Acts 7, 35 to 38, Sister G. Israel, get back on the clock, come on.
Acts chapter 7, verses 35 through 38. This Moses, whom they refused, is saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? The same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and deliverer by the hand of the ministering spirit, which appeared to him in the bush. 36. He brought him out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, polluted from Mizraim, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness 40 years. 37. This is that Moses, which said to the children of Israel, a seer shall Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear. 38. This is he.
Hold on a minute. Now, we'll cover a lot of good bases. Now, Sister G. Israel, come back and read Exodus 17, verse 1, one more time. Now, see, this is how you catch them red-handed and tell you, and when you order your, when you go to your lounge, your order a liquor, you say, listen, you say, well, you want to chase? Now, I want straight liquor. Okay, good, straight. So this is how you catch them, start fumbling all around with things. Look at 17, verse 1, read the way you see it. Read the way you see it in 17, verse 1.
Exodus chapter 17, verse 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and pitched in Rephidim.
That's good. All I
want to
know is who was in the wilderness, the children of Israel. Now read 7:38 exactly the way you see it, and let's see who ears will go up when you read it exactly the way you see it in 7:38.
Chapter 7, verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the ministering spirits, which spake to him in the Mount Sin, and with our fathers, who received lively oracles to give unto us.
Wait a minute. This is the who? This is the who was in the wilderness according to verse 37 from G. Israel?
This is he that was in the church in the wilderness.
Right there. Now when you see it'll be talking about this word called a church. The word church don't get off into that. Ecclesiastic, thumbing around this word, the one was in the wilderness, children of Israel. So when you see this word in it called church, you cut to the chase. It means the what? A little bit loud.
Children of Israel.
So you don't play around with this word right here. Don't play around with it. Keep on getting them out to get a comeback. When you see the word church, it's polluted for what word?
Children of Israel.
We got to step it up. Those in the wilderness, Moses was leading out with the children of Israel in the wilderness. He ain't led no church nowhere. The church is polluted by the children of Israel. Step your game up, 690 count. Huh? Ain't no playing around these words. It's time now to bust them in the middle of the street. What church? Then your preacher gets you up there every Sunday, wrong day, and says, if you ain't got church on, get in line, I'm going to put some oil on you. Is that what he say? What church home? The church home is polluted for the children of Israel. Is that what we read? Let's get a second witness, Sister G. Israel. Let's run to in the book of Hosea. See, we got to stop funneling all around and time to take care of some serious business. That's why we have to make sure we clear that when we deal on this level, Brother Micaiah, what it says in 1 Corinthians 12:25. 1 Corinthians 12:25. So when we deal on this level, we got to make sure it's clear this is on the table. 1 Corinthians 12:25-26. What it say?
1 Corinthians 12:25-26.
Yes.
What it
say?
Verse 25.
What it say?
That there should be no schism in the body.
See, no schism in the body. You know what? No schism. Step your game up. Let's get going on. I got something that's wrong. Go ahead and read.
But that the members should have the same care one for another.
That's what the book says. Go ahead.
Verse 26.
What it say?
And rather one member suffer.
And one member suffer.
All the members suffer.
We all supposed to suffer together. Go ahead.
Or one member be honored.
If one get honored.
All the members.
Everybody get honored. So it's all about everybody. It's about getting this thing together as one. We all, anybody, ain't no big eyes and little you. He got an all about thing. We got to do it according to the order that Yahweh go ahead of me. Sister G. Israel, look what it says in the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verse number 10, what it say? Let's see what the Bible says in the book of Hosea, polluted for Joshua, chapter 14, verse 10, what it say?
Hosea chapter 14, verse 10. And now, behold, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since Yahweh spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old.
As the children of Israel journey in the wilderness, y'all, there wasn't no church with Moses in the wilderness. So when you see the word church, it's polluted. When you see anybody stand before you and teach your loved ones about if you come to church in the church home, listen, you out of order with that word church. That church means the children of Israel. Don't talk to me about no church home. And it's, we take out a little bit of that. Let's get a couple more in there, Sister G. Israel. Let's go back to Luke and read the way you see it. And let's see where this bus is kept in the middle of the street. Read Luke 23, verse 38. Just the way you see it, bring it out. Luke chapter 23, verse 38. So don't be thumbing around the word called church. Church is polluted for the children of Israel. And then you got your verses, go back there and bust them in the middle of the street. It's four by more back there on the left-hand side you can do it with. Time out. Luke chapter 23, verse 38, what it say? Read the way you see it.
Luke. Okay. Luke chapter 23, verse 38. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This the king, this is the king of the Jews.
It was written in what language was it written in again, Sister G. Israel? What was the language of the known language on the left side of the book? From 96 A.D. back to the dawn of civilization, what was the language that was spoken in Southern Kingdom, Northern Kingdom, and even the Romans put it in writing? What was the language spoken?
Greek and Latin and Hebrew, polluted for Shemitic.
So them are three letters, the language that was spoken. You said, so in them, in that was written over their head in that letter, that got the word called Jew. It's no word in there with a J called Jew in Greek, Latin, or Hebrew, through for Semitic. It's no such word in the Greek tongue, Latin tongue, and whatever other word.
Semitic.
With the J-E-W in it.
Right.
And it ain't no Jesus in no now in them language neither. So you're fumbling around with just Jesus, Lord, and God is not so. That is teaching from Satan the devil.
Yes.
There it is right there. Now I'm going to give you a second witness. Showing you some words down before you. If they got the Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, you come out their mouth. They've been trained by the world of Satan the devil. So we just got to read that in the three languages was spoken, Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, and you ain't going to find none of the words in there. Lord, God, Jesus. So all this, I got a message from the Lord. You are you from the pit of Satan the devil with your book open. Because it didn't exist. Is that what we're reading? Now, when you precept that, and let's see if you get a second witness. Let's go to St. John chapter 19. Read exactly the way you see it. Pick up verse 18 down to verse 20. Just the way you see it, and let's see what we can read. We're going to St. John chapter 19, 18 down to verse 20. Read the way you see it from Z Israel.
John chapter 19, verses 18 through 20. John chapter 19, verse 18. Where they crucified him, and two other with him on either side one. And Jesus in the midst. 19. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
Go ahead.
Oh, 20. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin.
Ain't that stuff? Y'all hear that? It was written what?
Hebrew and
Greek
and Latin.
You can go into Hebrew. You can go into Latin and the Greek, and you can read Jesus, huh? You can go into Greek or Latin and Hebrew. You can read you, huh?
Yeah.
You can read Jesus. You cannot read none of them names.
I got one.
You got something? What you got there, A.B. or Peter?
Hear what scriptures he said. Matthew 27, verse 37. And set up over his head his accusation, written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews."
Yeah, that's great. But see, then when you go to Luke and St. John, they'll tell you what language. Because, they'll jump you with that one. See, that's Jesus. Yeah, I know. But see, this is the one they're going to go to. Over there in Matthew, from a time station. Then they're going to say, he was over his head with Jesus. But then you go, and you let them bump their gum and take it to Luke 2 and 3:38, and you tell me where Jesus Lord, God, Allah, Jehovah, is anywhere written in Hebrew, Latin, or Greek. So it don't exist. But they're going to go with this verse right here in Matthew 27:37. But then you take them to Luke and St. John to say, well, what language are they speaking that we can read? They're going to tell you they're speaking Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, fluent plus Semitic, right? And all three tongues is no name called Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, Yahweh. It's not written in Greek, Latin, or Hebrew. So anytime they got a message what the Lord untold them, or what God just keep coming out your mouth, you know they out of order, they've been trained from the world. And what did Yahweh say to the children of Israel, to G Israel in 23:13? What did Yahweh say about that? Because when you train from the world, you be your mama, your daddy, whatever. If they don't make adjustments, that's on them. But what did Yahweh tell the children of Israel in 23:13 of the book called Exodus? What did he tell the children of Israel?
Exodus chapter 23, verse 13. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other Yahwahs, neither let it be heard out of your mouth.
He tells the children of Israel, the world got the go-card to call him whatever they want him. But he said, if you is a bloodline children of Israel, he said, for you, I don't want another name to come out of your mouth. Is that what we're reading? And what he got that we can read, if you continue to do something and you know you are Israelite, what he got written in Leviticus 24 behind continue to use other names and you know you are a child of Israel. Let's see what he got written in 24th chapter. Leviticus 24, verse 15 and 16. Read verse 13 to get warmed up. Leviticus 24, verse 13, 15, and 16. What's written there, Sister G. Israel?
Leviticus chapter 24, verses 13 and 15 through 16. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 15, and you shall speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curses his Yahweh shall bear his sin. 16. And he that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well as the stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemes the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death.
So when you call it by another name, you'll be put well to the Israel?
Shall be put to death.
And who is he talking to going to be put to death if they call it by another name?
15, and you shall speak unto the children of Israel.
For the children, if you're a child of Israel, if you call them by another name, what's the penalty on you that we can read? What can we read? See yourself?
Shall be put to death.
And now you make sure you remember that, because what happened? Let me see. How did it happen? He said, I know I'm a child of Israel. You remember that conversation there? Hey, baby. I know I'm a children of Israel. Is that one thing I do know? I'm a children of Israel. Okay, you know you're children of Israel, right? Then you got to use the name YHWH then. Because that definitely came out your mouth. One thing I do know, I'm a children of Israel. Now, if you're children of Israel, how many names children of Israel supposed to use? Look it up.
One.
When you know you're a children of Israel, so anytime somebody says in their mouth, well, one thing I know I'm a children of Israel. Okay, if you that, then you got to use the one name. Now, who would want to tell Moses that we can read that you got to use the one name? That we can read. Let's go to St. John chapter 5, verse 39. Who is telling Moses that we can read that you got to use one name or I'm going to kill you? Who is saying that we can read? Let's go to 539 of St. John. Let's get down to verse 45 through 47. So who is telling Moses this? That if you use any other name besides the YHWH, I'm going to kill you. Who's saying that in 539 of St. John? Sister G. Israel, come on.
John chapter 5, verses 39 and 45 through 47. John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. 46. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. 47. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?
So who is telling Moses, eyeball to eyeball, if another man come out of children of Israel's mouth, I'm going to kill you? Who's saying that?
Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh. Oh, nobody want to talk now. What's Yahweh doing that? Hallelujah, Yahweh. So Yahweh the Son, the one you call Jesus, he said, listen, if I catch you with any other name, then call me by the name, and you're a children of Israel, I'm going to kill you. So you tell all them uncles, all them nieces and nephews, that but Jesus going to do this and Jesus going to do that. The man said, do you know you Israel? Oh, I believe that part. Well, the man said, you call me by another name, I'm going to kill you. Is that what we're reading? So you admit you're a children of Israel? Then understand one thing. If you know you're a children of Israel, well, I know I'm a children of Israel. That part I agree with you on. Well, the man said, I'm going to kill you if you call me by another name. Is we reading that? Now let's run to Nature Have No Color Line. Let me give me one here on Nature Have No Color Line, page 60. First one and three. I got
page 60.
All right, give me a yeah.
Did you
Nature
say 60?
Nature Have No Color Line. Yes, ma'am. Page 60, verse 21 and 22. Then we're gonna precept that to Tobit 4, verse 8 through 12. And listen good.
I'm reading from Nature Has No Color Line by J.A. Rogers, page 60, the first two paragraphs with the footnotes 21 and 22. Sancho VIII, Christian king, wished to marry one of the daughters of Yaqub El Mansur, whose mother, as was said, was a Negro, but Yaqub declined. Abu Hassan Ali, the black sultan, whose mother was also a Negro slave, had as his favorite wife Shem said, Do, the morning sun, a beautiful white captive. Of the three Moorish kings killed in battle of Alcazar in 1578, two were mulattoes and one an unmixed Negro, Mulay Muhammad the Negro. The whites thought marriage with the Moors an honor. Moors were then the foremost power in Europe. They were the conquerors, and the whites the conquered. In such a case, says Roy Nash, it would be an honor for the white to mate or marry with the governing class.
I get that. You mean the Moors, them Israelites, that's about the Moor title. The word was what? It was an honor for the white folks to do what? What was his name? Was an honor for the white, the white fathers
with the
to put their daughters fast? Well,
it would be an honor for the white to mate or marry with the governing class.
Ain't that something? The government of class. So you mean we used to be ruling something? Yeah. Why do you keep letting folks tell you all it's from Africa? This over here is in Europe. This is just Atlantic land. The white folks over there say it's an honor. You looking at my old red looking old daughter? What we call white today? Yeah. He says an honor to pass it to you. You want to call Negro today. You see that? Now, why don't somebody put this out there? And we can read this. But what did Yahweh say in the closing statement in Tobit chapter 4, verse 8 through 12? So what do the Bible say when they try to put their other nations on you? What do the Bible tell you about that? Tobit chapter 4, 8 through 12, the closing statement to the Israel. Let's see what the Bible says. So that's right. The white folks and the other folks were happy when they see you coming. Why ain't going on now? But you got to restrain yourself because of the Torah instruction. Let's see what it says. Tobit chapter 4, 8 through 12. What did it say after the Israel?
Tobit chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. If you have abundance, give alms accordingly. If you have but a little, but be not afraid to give according to that little. 9. For
he says, don't back away from paying your tithes. That's what he's saying. Don't find no reason why you can't pay your tithes. That's what he's saying. You got a little tithe, pay a little tithe. You got big ones, pay big ones. That's what he's saying.
9. For you layest up a good treasure for yourself against the day of necessity. 10. Because that alms do deliver from death and suffer not to come into darkness.
Oh, me. You mean if I pay my tithe, it'll deliver me from what?
Do deliver from death.
Ain't that something?
And suffer not to come into darkness.
And that'll keep you away from darkness. You keep on penny-pinching and playing around, not taking care of Yahweh's business, you in darkness. Yahweh says, let that money go. And you take care of Yahweh's business. That would just say that. And what else did he say?
11. For alms is a good gift unto all that give it in the sight of the Most High. 12. Beware.
Peep it. Y'all want to know what he want to put it in your pocket. He don't want to put it in your purse. Yeah, he's peeping at you. See what you're going to do. Go ahead and read.
12. Beware of all whoredom, my son, and chiefly take a wife of the seed of your fathers, and take not a strange woman to wife, which is not of your father's tribe. For we are the children of the seers, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. Remember, my son, that our fathers from the beginning, even that they all married wives of their own kindred and were blessed in their children, and their seed shall inherit the land.
Ain't that something? You mean it's telling us, I don't care how much you bring the white man and the white woman to you. He said you losing your blessing if you mess around and get caught up between the sheets with them. Is that what we're reading here? He said you losing your blessing. So what you put on the table, when you want to intimate with other races of people, he said, what you doing, you losing your blessing in the sight of Yahweh. Did we read that or not? Well, read one more time and close saying that to Jesus. Put a more audio in there and we'll close out with that. So that's why when over there in Europe, the white man knew one thing. They knew you had a law saying, leave them white mamas alone. But you were looking at them old, the red white woman, and yeah, you grab a hold to them, and that's what caused your failure because you broke Torah instructions. Just like not wearing fringes, you breaking Torah instructions. Just like not keeping the Sabbath day, you breaking Torah instructions. So he tells you, bottom line, that's why you're going to ask your elders when they start bringing you these mixed couples to you, you got to read them the Bible. Yeah, she might be a nice person, he might be a nice person, but the Torah instruction says, 4 verse 12, what it says to Jezreel, what do the Torah instruction says in 4:12?
Beware of all whoredom, my son, and chiefly take a wife of the seed of your fathers, and take not a strange woman to wife, which is not of your father's tribe. For we are the children of the seers, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Remember, my son, that our fathers from the beginning, even that they all married wives of their own kindred and were blessed in their children, and their seed shall inherit the land.
Now, I pray. That kid, he's going to play neck, isn't it? So, the 3 Israel, close the thing, you're on the clock, come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seer Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And stop looking at someone that make you feel good if it's not a covenant keeper of your tribe, the children of Israel. Is that them? Or verse 12, so you want to get around it, knock yourself out. All thing you cut out is your blessing and the blessing through your offspring by grabbing somebody out from your tribe or the 12 tribes. There it is right there. Tobit 4:12. We'll leave it like that, and we'll bring our elder in for the closing statement. And well, anybody speak right here. That's what I tell you. Well, you know, you got the Bible on the left side done away with. I see why you say that. But it's not. It's full force as we speak.
That's right.
How else? What's your closing statement is on that? You on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. I'm just listening and taking notes as you're talking, like most people should. I find out that sometimes when you get on a conversational roll, look like most of what you be talking about is spirit-led. So I be taking notes just like everybody else. You know, I might not be best at the conversation, like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5. 5 says, I suppose I was not a wit behind the very chief apostles, which I'm not, but I try to hang in there. But anyway, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. It comes to you live and open and always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And as I've been saying before, I guess you ask, how can we get that much out of one book? How can we get that much conversation out of one book, the Bible? Well, it comes from connecting the books of Yahuwah's Word. We even speak about your health. We take that out of the Bible. The foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do all this because this is information that you have knocked for. And now you found that which you have sought and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yatah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on regular days, from Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. I had to show somebody that little trick today. Enter that on the search line. And what happens, just under the line, after you click enter, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but still after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. We've already been reminded by scripture earlier what it says about tithes and offerings. I always say, remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And the donations that you give to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. I may have to start reading those verses out because I find many people don't even take notes to these verses. So next time I do that, I'm going to read those verses out because this is used also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Our Yahuwah. Also, while there, take benefit of checking our calendar. That will help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. We also have a live program. You'll find this the feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. When you use it, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. You'll find this is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other email is yhdhysraeel at gmail.com. This will be also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers you can righteously call also with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You'll find this is where you can call, leave messages on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps or of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, You can always listen to the entire show today after 10:30. During normal days, program time will be repeated after 10:15. It will be during normal days. To do that, enter three words on the search line, Gakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any previous day that you would like to listen. We also now, after and during the normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Gaza. You'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Block Talk ends before teaching time, you will find our teaching will be continued on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But remember, each time I remind you, don't try to win that Bump the Gums contest when you're listening to the word of Yahweh. Why? You will miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. You'll find that we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. So at this time, I guess that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass our program back to our seer Israel while he's sitting in front of his widescreen console. I guess enjoying all the views of that console. And I will say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
You say, but if this covenant of Yahweh be here, what about it?
Exalt you in due time.
What kind of time?
In due time.
Seven. Come on.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Casting out, I mean casting all your care upon him. For he cares for you.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
This guy is busy, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if he operates solo though. Mother Israel is see right. Let's run to 2 Corinthians. Let's see if this guy operates solo. Around 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Look at verse 13 and 15. Let's see if he operates solo. And it's who you got an army out here, Mother E. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13 to 15. If he operates solo, Mother E, or do you got some assistance? Let's see if we can pinpoint that.
2 Corinthians 11:13-15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
For such are false apostles.
Uh-huh.
Deceitful workers. Hey. Transforming themselves into the apostles of Yahweh.
Verse 14.
And no model for Satan himself is transformed. Angel of life.
Minister spirit of life.
Verse 15. Mm-hmm. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Whose end shall be according to their work.
You mean say that he got him on his team as well? Yeah. They walking about to and fro, thinking of whom they may devour with that bad teaching, right?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy, Mother Z. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Let's see if we can get a little bit of this in. Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3. Mother Z is rather see right. What do it say? Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3.
Deuteronomy. Chapter 8, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger,
mm-hmm.
and fed you with manna which thou knewest not. Neither did their fathers know.
Neither did your fathers know, please.
That he might make you know that man or woman do not live by bread only,
mm-hmm.
but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh, the man or woman leader.
But it said man and woman live by every word, right?
Right.
That proceeded out of the mouth of the Most High Yahweh. Let's say be in people. Let's run to the book of Wisdom of Solomon right quick. Wisdom of Solomon is 16, verse 26. Let's see what that says. Wisdom of Solomon is 16, verse 26. Let's say be in people and see you right. Wisdom of Solomon is 16, verse 26.
Chapter 9,
Brother Micaiah Israel, let's see you right.
Yep.
Let's look at verse number 13, verse 17 and 18. Brother Micaiah Israel, let's see you right.
Yep.
Let's look at verse number Most High of Israel, let's see what. Listen to Solomon chapter 9, verse 13, verse 17 and 18, what does it say?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 13, verse 17, and verse 18. Verse 13 reads, For what man is he that can know the counsel of Yahweh?
That's a pretty good question, would you say? Now, what man is he or she, right, that can know the counsel of Yahweh? Go ahead.
Well, who can think that, or who can think what the will of Yahweh is?
Now, he said, who can come up with what Yahweh working with, right?
Yeah.
Who can think what the will of the Most High Yahweh is? Mm-hmm. Verse 17, what did it say?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And thy counsel, who have known,
except
thou give wisdom,
wait,
and send thy righteous spirit from above.
So the one that impart this wisdom is who? Yahweh the Son. We know he got a protocol about how he operates, right? Let's go to the book of Revelation. Revelation 1.
Verse 1, 2, and 3.
Revelation 1. verse 2 and 3, where it says, Revelation 1, verse 2 and verse 3, Mother Israel, see it right.
Revelation
chapter 1, verse 2. Yes, ma'am.
Who bear record of the word of Yahweh and
of
the testimony of
Yahweh's Son? He said, bear record of the word of Yahweh and of the covenant of Yahweh the Son. Read in the book of Hebrews what was the covenant of Yahweh the Son, right? The everlasting covenant that was sealed with blood, right? Go ahead, read on.
And of all things that he saw.
Verse number 3, what did I say?
Blessed is he that speaketh, and they that hear learn of this prophecy.
They say, blessed is he or she, right? That readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy. Go ahead.
And keep those things which are written therein.
Go ahead.
For the time is at hand.
So John said in his time, right? So John closed out in 96 AD, right? He said this thing was coming to a close way back in 96 AD.
That's right.
But let's look at the book of Wisdom of Solomon. A-B-F-P-D-F-C, Roy. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6. Let's keep that verse number. Wisdom of Solomon 6, verse 10 and 11, and verse number 25. This is Solomon chapter 6, verse number 10, verse 11, and verse number 25 of the A.B.S.P.D.C. Royce.
This is Solomon chapter 6, verse 10 and 11, and 25. Verse number 10. For they that keep righteousness, shall be
judged righteous. Mm-hmm. And they that have learned such things shall find what to answer. Verse 11. Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, set your affection upon my word.
Well, Yahweh said, you gotta be, as they used to say in the Christian church, right? Baptism in particular.
Yeah.
You gotta be wrapped up, tied up in the word of Yahweh. Is that right?
That's right.
He said, set your affection upon my words. So he is.
That's right.
Desire them, and you shall be instructed.
Verse 25, come up.
Verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Receive therefore instruction through my word.
Mm.
And it shall do you good.
Do you what?
Good.
So the way we receive instruction is by, through what? Through the word of Yahweh, right?
Yes.
That's how we get our instructions.
It'll do you good.
Let's run to Sirach. Sirach 42 right quick. Let's see if we can follow up on that statement in Sirach 42. Let's keep that verse number 15. The book of Sirach 42, verse 15 and verse 15. Come on, Mother. Eat your brother, see you right. Sirach 42, verse 15, what did it say?
I will
I will remember the works of Yahweh.
The works of Yahweh. And declare the things that I have seen.
Great.
And the words of the Yahweh
are here. So the only place you're going to be able to find out what Yahweh is up to is through what?
The word.
Through his word, right? The only way we're going to know how he is moving is through his word. Let's look at Romans. Let's see if we can deal with the fruit of the Spirit right quick. Father, see Israel. Let's run to Romans chapter 8. Let's keep it verse number 1. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1, 6 through 9, 14 and 16. Book of Romans chapter 8. Verse number 1, 6 through 9. Verse number 14 and 16. Mothers of Israel, see you, Roy. 14 and 16. Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
So he said you gotta operate in the word of Yahweh.
Yeah. We read it earlier. We got a judge having come to appearance. But according to the Torah instructions of the Most High Yahweh, right?
Right.
But let's look at Second Andrews. Maybe it's PBC or right. He's in Second Andrews chapter 14 right quick. Let's see what Andrew got some interesting statements he want to put on the table. Look at 2 Andrews 14. Keep that verse number 1. It says 2 Andrews 14, verse 13, 14, and 34. 2 Andrews chapter 14, 13, 14, and verse 34. What do you say?
2 Andrews chapter 14.
Yes, ma'am.
13. There came much people.
Second Andrews, chapter 14. 13, 14, and verse 34.
Yes, ma'am. Now, therefore, set your family in order.
They say you gotta set your family in order, right? You gotta correct your people, go ahead.
Conquer such as of them as to be in trouble.
So you say comfort the one that trying to get a hold of this thing, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And now renounce corruption.
You say you gotta renounce corruption, go ahead.
Verse 14. Let go from your mortal life. Cast away the burden of man or
woman.
Put off now the weak.
They say you gotta let go of that weak nature, go ahead.
Yes.
Come on. Verse 34, what does it say?
Verse 34. Therefore, if so, in that you will subdue your own understanding.
Oh, he said you gotta do what?
Subdue your own understanding.
And you gotta give up what you're working with, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been finding out. We get instructions through the word of the Most High Yahweh. That's what we've been reading, right? Mm-hmm. So he said you gotta subdue your own understanding. Is that what he said? Please.
And reform your mind.
And you gotta do what?
Reform your mind.
You gotta have a change of mind, right? Please.
And you shall be kept alive.
Mm.
And after death, you shall obtain mercy.
Mm.
But he said you gotta put in some work, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
This thing just ain't gonna just fall in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I'm walking down 69th Street and the word of Yahweh just fell in my lap, right?
Mm-hmm.
It don't really happen that way.
Don't work like that.
You gotta put in work. Let's go to Matthew 15, Brother Micaiah. Let's get that statement on the table. Verse number 9. So he said you gotta let go of this mortal man, right?
But well, that was a fire of faith in that first verse you read. The first thing you got to do what again, Abel? According to that verse we just got through reading. What's the first thing you got to do first? Yeah, what you just got through reading, what do the first thing you got to do first? Just got through reading. From that first verse you get, the first thing you got to do is do what? We just read, keep on moving. Get your family in order first. The first thing you got to do, get your family in order first, then you can go forward. Over to Brother Micaiah. Go ahead.
Let's look at Matthew 15, verse number 9. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see your words.
Look at Matthew chapter 15, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, sir.
But in vain they do worship me.
Mm. So y'all might say that in vain you worshiping me. So you doing all that sweating. Running up and down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
He said, all that stuff you put in, that all that work you put in is for nothing. Ain't that right?
Thank
God. Wow. But why is it in vain, Brother Micaiah?
Teaching for doctrine, commandments of man.
Mm-hmm.
He said that. We got to let go of that, what we've been taught by the doctrine of men, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to put that stuff to the side. Mm-hmm. We got to get into the word of the Most Yahweh for our instruction. Let's write to the book of the Rock of the Israel of P. Roy. Rock chapter 8. Let's put that verse number 8 and 9. Book of the Rock of the Israel of P. Roy, chapter 8. Let's look at verse number 8 and verse. Is that what I'm looking for?
Right.
But he said you gotta learn how to do what? So y'all probably say you gotta become, you gotta learn how to serve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cause we all want to be big men on campus, ain't that right?
Right.
Y'all probably say you gonna have to learn how to serve. Verse number 9, what did it say?
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
This 9, this
course, the elders. So he said, miss not. That means that you gotta show up on the Sabbath day, right?
Right.
Miss not the discourse of the elders, go ahead. For what?
But they also learn of their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And of them that shall learn.
Of them thou shalt learn what?
Of them thou shalt learn understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And to give answer as needed.
To give answer as needed. That's good. That's about to write. Mothers be Israel to see Royce. Sirach chapter 9. Let's see that verse number 11, 12, 15, and 16. Sirach chapter 9. Verse number 11, 12, 15, and 16. Mothers be Israel to see Royce. Mm-hmm. Sirach chapter 9. Verse 11, 12, 15, and 16. Mothers be Israel to see Royce. Listen to 7 and 8, 1, verse 4, 7 and 8. Let's see what we can get out of this. Listen to Solomon chapter 8, verse 1, verse 4, verse 7, and verse number 8. See what we work with here. Let's see if we can get through this. This is Solomon chapter 8, verse 1, verse 4, verse number 7, and verse number 8.
Verse 1. Wisdom reaches from one end to another mightily, and swiftly will she order all things.
They say wisdom reaches from one end to the other mightily and swiftly that she order all things. Verse number 4, what's going on?
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
She is privy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lover of his wife.
Number 7, what do you say?
And if a man loves righteousness.
Say, if a man or woman loves the Torah instruction, righteousness, what about it?
His or her labor by virtue.
A virtue. Wait. So he said, the Torah instruction that Yahweh will teach you what?
Temperance and prudence.
So he said it'll teach you temperance and prudence. Let's see if we can peep at those two words. Back to the book of 2 Peter, Brother Micaiah, Israel, and C. Royce. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 through 10. Book, 2 Peter chapter 1, 1 through 10. We'll find out that temperance means you're supposed to have what?
2 Peter.
2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 1 through 10.
2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Simon Peter.
Uh-huh.
A servant, an apostle, Yahuwah the Son.
Please.
To them that have obtained my precious covenant with us through the righteousness of Yahuwah the Father and our Savior, Yahuwah the Son.
So Peter said this is my precious covenant. This is an address to those that are up under the my precious covenant, right? Verse number 2, where did he say?
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
Mercy and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Yahuwah, the Father, and of Yahuwah, the Son, our Yahuwah.
Verse number 3, what do you say?
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and Yahuwah-liness.
So he said, according to his divine power, which he has given unto us all things that pertain unto life.
Yeah.
And Yahuwah-liness, go ahead.
Yeah.
Through what?
Through the knowledge of him that has called us to honor and virtue.
So we've been called to honor and virtue. Verse number 4, what do you say?
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
Mm-hmm.
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Hold on now. This thing is just serious.
Yeah.
He said that by these, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could be partakers of whose
partakers
of what nature?
Of the divine nature.
So he said these attributes
mm-hmm.
is part of the divine nature. Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah.
So he's having what?
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love.
Uh-huh. Verse 5.
Verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Add to your covenant virtue.
Add to the covenant virtue. Go ahead.
And to virtue, knowledge.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And to knowledge, temperance.
Uh-huh.
And to temperance, patience.
Go ahead, read on.
And to patience, Yahuwah-liness.
Go ahead.
Verse 7. And to Yahuwah-liness, brotherly kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And to brotherly kindness, charity.
Verse 8.
Verse 8. 4.
Now, I ran down a numeral of attributes, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's part of the divine nature. Okay. Is that what he said?
Yep. Verse 8.
Verse 8, what did he say?
For if these things be in you.
Hold on now. He said, these things got to be what?
In you.
In you what?
In abound.
That means that it got to be in you. Let's see if I can pull that out right quick. Let's see if I can run down the statement. Right quick, if I can. But this is a statement that I would like to read if I can lay my eyes on it. If I can lay my eyes on it, it's not then. I'm not going to worry about it. Come on back and read that while I try to pull this out.
Verse 8. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yes, sir.
For if these things be in you.
So he said if these things, he gave us a list of what he referred to, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one we are focusing on is this word called temperance.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the definition of temperance, it means you got to have what? What does that mean?
Hey.
Temperance means you got to have what?
Patience.
Self-control, right? Let me see if I can read the definition again. Let's see what the word temperance means. Let's see what the word temperance is pointing to. It says temperance in its modern use is defined as moderation of voluntary self-restraint. It's typically defined in terms of what an individual voluntarily refrains from doing. This includes restraint from revenge by practicing nonviolence, forgiveness, restraint from arrogance by practicing humility and modesty, restraint from excess such as extravagant luxury or blundering, restraint from rage or craving by practicing calmness and self-control. So to be have temperance means that you gotta have what? Self-control, right? Let's see what this temperance, let's see what is part of Holy Israel. Let's write to the book of Galatians right quick. Coming back to Peter, but let's see what the book of Galatians says concerning this word temperance. The book of Galatians chapter 5, Mother Israel, see what? Look at Galatians 5. Let's look at verse 16, verse 18. Verse 22 and 23. See what we're working with here. The book of Galatians 5, 16, 18, 22 and 23, Mother E. Israel, see you right. The Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, verse 18, verse 22, and verse 23.
Galatians
chapter 5,
verse 16.
What did it say?
This I said then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
So he said if you walk in the Spirit, and we read earlier in St. John 6:63, that the word of Yahweh is Spirit, right? So he said you got to walk in the Spirit of Yahweh. Let's see if we can take that to another level. Mother of Israel, see Roy. Let's get 2 John right quick. I think that's 2 John, Mother of Israel, see Roy. Book of 2 John, chapter, I think it's only one chapter, right? Let's look at verse number 5, I believe we're looking for. 2 John 1, make that verse 6. Let's see, what else we, how else we can define walking in the Spirit? 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. Mother Z Israel will see you right. 2 John chapter 1, verse number 6.
Verse 6.
And this is love.
That we walk after his torrent.
book of Galatians 5:16, 18, 22, and 23, Mother E. Israel C. wrote.
Galatians chapter 5:16. This I said then, walk in the Spirit.
We found out that the Spirit is the total instruction of the Most High, the first five books, right? You got to walk in the first five books, go ahead, and you will.
And you shall now fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Romans chapter 7, 12 and 16.
number 16. Mother Edith Israel of Senior Royce.
Well, verse 16. Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
What did it say?
Wherefore, the law is righteous.
Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous.
Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous. Commandments,
your instructions,
righteous,
mm-hmm.
and self, and clean.
So the Torah instruction, that is the good fruit he talking about, right? Verse 16, what did he say?
16.
Amen.
If then I do that which I would not, where? I consent unto the Torah instruction, and then
mm-hmm.
I do that is
that good. It is
that
what?
It is good.
So what is good fruit? The Torah instruction, that's what we've been reading, right?
Right.
Matthew 7, verse number 18 through 23, to save his feet.
Matthew
7,
verse
18 through 23. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 18. A good girl cannot bring forth evil fruit.
Good tree. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, right?
Is that what?
Where, Jesus?
Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth
fruit. Verse 19.
Uh-huh. Every tree that brings not forth fruit will be
torn down. We know what this good fruit is, right?
Hallelujah, boy.
That's walking in the Torah instruction of the Most High. Is that right?
Hallelujah, boy.
Verse number 20, what did he say?
Mm-hmm. Wherefore, by their fruit, you shall know them.
So he said you're going to be able to recognize them how? By their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run back to that Galatians, Mother. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, 18, 22, and 23. Let's see what we need to be peeping at here, around here.
Take your time. Take it out, brother.
Galatians 5, 16, 18, 22, and 23. What kind of fruit we need to be looking for here.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Israel, see you right.
Make it plain, Brother Yom Jai Israel.
Mm-hmm. Verse
16,
18, 22,
and 23.
Galatians
chapter 5, verse 16, 18, 22, and 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
This I said then, walk in the Spirit.
Now what we got to walk in here?
Yeah.
The Torah instruction of the Most High, we read that in 2 John 1, 6, right? Just I say then, walk in the Torah instruction of God, for I go ahead.
And ye shall not proceed, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Verse number 18, what did he say?
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
But if you be dead of the Torah instruction.
If you be dead of the word of Yahweh, come on.
But if you be dead of the word, but if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the Torah instruction.
You are not under the law.
No,
verse 22. Now let's see what the proof that we need to be aware of. Verse 22.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Where?
Joy.
Good.
Long-suffering.
Good.
Gentleness.
Good.
Goodness.
Uh-huh.
And the covering.
Verse 23.
Verse 23. Meekness, temperance, and
gentleness. He says the fruit of the Spirit is what? Temperance, right? And what do you say? Against such what?
Against such, there is no law.
So he said against such. If you're walking in that Torah instruction, what law could be against that?
Mm-hmm. And he also said you got to be meek too, didn't he?
Right.
You not only you gotta be meek.
Meek.
Yeah, what?
And meekness.
Yes, you gotta have a meek spirit.
Mm-hmm. So he said these are the attributes that you gotta operate in. You obtain these through
talking in the first five books of Moses, right?
All we got to do is...
instructions are the Most High Yahweh.
And we can check you out from the pages of this book.
And on that note, I'm going to bring you back in to see us. Tell Israel to see you worry about sin. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I like a little shotgun there, Brother Yahweh. Let me get and give it a little shotgun. They ain't got that much long. You want to go from home? Oh, you got a question for Brother Yahweh? All right, come on. Bring that question on.
Where it reads,
and they shall go forth,
and they gonna go forth,
and
that mean the caucus? That mean the person, the people? Go ahead. That have sinned against me. Go ahead.
For their worms shall not die.
That their worms shall not die.
Neither shall their fire be quenched.
And the fire is going, the fire man ain't going to never put it out.
They shall be
a horn
unto all flesh.
So if you're not meet with Yahuwah's word, what's the opposite of meat? The lake of fire. But there's right there, that's the lake of fire. So if you carry this word, you must be meek. And you wanna inhabit what, Mother Eve? You wanna inhabit the earth. You wanna inhabit right here, not up and away. You're gonna inhabit right here. Not up and away.
Right.
Now we're gonna precept that, and we see the opposite of it is the lake of fire. Now he came in the body, and then he looked right at his father and told him what? Mother Z. What did he tell him in the 5th chapter, verse 3 down to verse 5? Now he looked right at all the ones that got ear to hear, and what did he say? Matthew chapter 5, 3, 4, and 5, what did he say?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3,
4,
and 5.
Yeah, what did he say?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Oh, blessed are the poor in spirit.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
So if you poor in spirit, you're blessed, and you got what you got coming. What you got coming in 3? What do the Bible say you got coming in verse 3?
Kingdom of heaven.
Is that what it say? Is that what you can read?
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Verse 4.
Blessed are they that moan.
Blessed is the one that got a little moaning and groaning. He, you know, he's chilling for him from Yahweh. He moaning right. Blessed is you got a little moaning going on. Go ahead and read.
A mourning, but they shall be comforted.
Well, he's saying you got what coming?
Comfort.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 5. Blessed are the meek.
Okay, here we go again. Now you look at them eyeball and eyeball and tell them again. Blessed are the meek.
For they shall inherit the earth.
You mean we're not going up and away?
No.
You mean all my life I thought we going up and away to a better place?
Yes.
But we just find out in the Bible what you're going to inhabit if you end up being meek. All my life, I thought we going up and away. You mean up and away is not us? Come on, Mother D.F. Israel. I mean, Mother D.F. Israel. Okay. A.B. of Phoebe. A.B. of Phoebe. Let's look at Hosea. Chapter 7, verse 1, and skip down to verse 10 and 12, and I don't know who got something to say behind this. Let's see what's going on. Hosea, chapter 7, verse 1, skip down to verse 10 and 12.
Hosea, chapter 7, verse 1, 10, and 12.
What
does
it say?
Verse 1.
Listen good.
But the children of Israel committed a transgression.
The children of Israel became a trespass and a cursed thing. So why they done some things that was a cursed thing. Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The tribe of Judah. Yeah.
So you telling me that the one that done a curse thing was he was from the tribe of Judah. And what was his name? Zorah. Who can tell me who Zorah is that we can read? Who is Zorah that we can read? So the one that done was of a trespass was descendant of Zorah. Who is Zorah that we can read? the one that's done a trespass. Who, well, okay, we don't worry about it. We don't worry about it. Get down to the next two verses we got on the table. So, Zora, you say you got something in verse 6? Okay, come on with your verse 6. Okay, who is Zora? Okay, come on, bring it out. Who Zora is? The Psalms of Zora. No, I asked you who is Zora. You tell me the Psalms of Zora. Okay. I don't know who is Zora.
Book of Genesis, chapter 38.
Yeah.
Begin at verse 1.
Okay.
Verse 1. And it came to pass at that time that Yada went down from his brother.
Yeah.
And turned in to a certain Adulamite.
Adulamite.
Whose name was Harap.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Get down to verse 22. See what we want to get, but we want to get who this guy is now. That's what we're going to get. Who is this Zora we talking about? Who is it that we can read? Verse 22.
The book of Genesis, chapter 38, verse 22.
Listen good.
Verse 22, when he returned to
Judah.
And said, I cannot find her.
I can't find her, Judah.
And also the man of the place said, if there was no heart in this place, Judah.
It's a Judah. He said, you look for old heart, but we can't find her. You know heart in this place. Keep reading now.
Verse 23. And Judah said, let her take it to her, lest we be shamed.
Right. You're right. Go ahead.
Behold, I took this kid and thou hast not found her.
I sent a little goat to the girl. And you ain't found the girl, so I still look dope. Go ahead and read.
24.
What?
And it came to pass about 3 months after.
About 3 months later.
That he was told Judah, saying.
What he told Judah?
Tomorrow thy daughter-in-law had played the harlot.
He said, your daughter-in-law played the harlot on me. She'll play the harlot on Judah.
And also, behold.
What?
She is retired by whoring.
Oh, and she got a belly on sword moving.
And Judah said,
what did he say?
Bring her forth.
Bring her forth.
And let her be burnt.
And burnt. Go ahead.
25.
What did he say?
When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law saying,
what did he say?
By the man who feeds up.
You see these shops I got right here? Who owned these shops with the fridges on the bottom of them shops? Go ahead.
By the man who feeds up, I am with child.
Oh, So she got something to remind that something jump off. So she had it. So sometimes back in the day,
now, I can't find myself.
They don't help the shout up just in case something jump off. I don't know. Did you sure you came over with something on? Huh? Go ahead, Reed.
And she said, discern. I pray thee.
What?
Who's I be?
Yeah, well, who shouts at thee with them fringes on it? Got their little bell bottoms and fringes on it. Go ahead.
The signet.
Uh-huh.
And bracelet.
Yep.
And fat.
Go ahead.
26.
What?
And Judah Yada. Acknowledged them.
He acknowledged it.
And said.
What did he say?
She has been more righteous than I.
She been more righteous than me.
Because I gave her not to Shelah.
Right. So, go ahead and read.
And he knew her again, no more.
But what do you mean by he knew her not no more than we can read? What does that mean that we can read? In class. What does that mean by he knew her no more? That we can read. What does that mean he knew her no more? He didn't know her no more. What does that mean we can read in the fourth chapter? A, B, of Phoebe, Genesis. What does it mean by he knew her no more? Genesis 4. What does it mean by he knew her no more? He didn't know her no more. 4. Verse 1. Genesis. What do you mean by he knew her no more?
Genesis chapter
4.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh. And Adam
knew Eve.
And he knew Eve.
His wife.
And his wife.
And she conceived.
And she done what?
And she conceived.
And what did she do?
And then came.
Oh, so when you didn't know her no more, that means he didn't do what with her no more? A little bit loud. I can't hear nobody talking. He done what? He done what no more?
He knew her no more.
What do you mean by he knew her no more? What do you mean?
No,
he didn't have sex with her no more. That means he didn't have sex with her no more that could produce offspring. He didn't do it no more. That's what he mean by it. He knew her no more. That means he did not have sex with her no more that could produce anything after what we read now. Come on back, Brother Makai. No, that means he had sex with her no more. He knew her no more. That means he had sex with her no more.
No more.
Come on, read some up.
Verse 27.
What up?
Book of Genesis, chapter 38, 27.
Verse 3.
27, read.
Verse 3.
And it came to pass in the time of her travail.
What?
That behold, twins were in her womb.
Twins was in her womb. So otherwise, Judah,
twins.
He got twins. And what the twins' name, what the twins' name in the last verse?
Okay, verse 30.
Yeah, 29. What's
29.
Last verse.
Okay.
29.
How hast thou broken forth his breach be upon thee? Therefore his name was called Perez.
So one of Judah's sons is, what is his name?
Perez.
What's your son name in the last verse?
Last verse, 30.
What it mean? What it say?
And afterward came out his brother.
And what his brother's name?
That had the scarlet thread.
The scarlet thread.
Upon his hand.
What about him?
And his name was called Zerah.
So who are we reading about over here, A.B. or Phoebe in the 7th chapter? What Judah are we reading about here in the 7th chapter that you read? He said he's from the tribe of Judah. Who are we reading about here? What song are we reading about? In the 7th chapter, verse 1, who is we reading about? Who is this? Well, what book you reading? You remember you were reading the 7th chapter? Yeah, come back where you was at. Come on back to the 7th chapter. And who is we reading about? Okay. Come on, put some steps to yourself now. The children of Israel, yes, of a cursed day. Go ahead. Yeah. That's who they were. And who their grandfather's name is? Zorah. And who was Zorah? Oh, so Zorah is the tribe of Judah. But Zorah got a twin brother. What's his brother's name?
Perez.
So you got two royal seeds here. Two royal seeds from Judah. Is that right?
Yeah.
So when you jump down this Bible, you got to make sure now. You know what royal seed we're talking about. We're talking about Zorah right now. This is the twin. The Zorah and Judah got two royal sons.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what happens. Let's see what happened now, he says in verse 10 and 12 about the royal son called Zorah. Verse 10. A, B, or C, 17.
I got caught up. Okay. Verse 10. Yahweh said unto Joshua,
what?
Get you up. Wherefore, liest you?
So Yahweh said, get up off your face. Yeah. Why are you lying on your face? Read two lines in the next verse.
Verse 11 and
12. Yeah, two lines and 11.
Israel has sinned.
Oh, so you can sit there and pray all you want to for a sinner. Yahweh is telling you, get off your face. Oh, I'm just praying for my son to do right. Oh, my mighty one, you hear my prayer. Yahweh said, get up off your face praying for a sinner. Is that what he's saying?
Right.
Is that what he's saying?
What
he's saying? Oh, I want my daughter to do right.
Yeah.
I want her to come and get up off your face.
Yeah.
Because they are done what?
Yeah.
They are sinning. Verse 12, what did he say about it? Listen to this now.